Well, anyway, it is Tuesday, and Tuesdays wouldn't be Tuesdays without Scorpio Books joining us. This morning we have Ray on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm so good.
How's life? What's been going on?
You know, we've just had our sale, which is pretty exciting, and lots of people found lots of bargains, I hope. And then we've just started up some events again. So we had Gareth Hughes in yesterday talking about his new book, which is a biography about Jeanette Fitzsimmons, which is pretty cool. And we've got a couple of other things coming up. So it's all happening at Scorpio.
Boy, oh boy, what an exciting time.
Yes.
How's the reading been going? What have you read recently?
I've had plenty of time to be reading recently because I have a broken ankle. So I've been reading a very large book called Great Circle by Maggie Shipstead. It's a novel, but I wouldn't let the size put you off because it reads really fast. It's incredibly engrossing. I would call it a literary saga, maybe. I'm quite opposed to the word saga because it makes me think of those, like, I don't know, the little old lady large print books at the library. But that's the only way to describe this one. I think it's really epic in scope. It kind of spans about a century of time.
Oh, wow!
Yeah, it's set. So it kind of opens at the birth of this woman called Marion Graves. And she grows to be a kind of world famous aviator who disappears on the final leg of a great circle flight around the world. And then it's also set kind of in more modern times, following the actor who ends up playing her in a kind of epic about her life. So there's like this kind of dual storyline going on, where these stories are kind of connected in quite odd and surprising ways. And so it's like, it's full of adventure. It's perfect for winter because it's so like lots of escapism, you know. It spans this incredible part of history, you know. It goes through prohibition in the States and then into war in Europe and kind of covers all of this interesting time. It's amazing.
So is it inspired kind of by the story of Amelia Earhart, would you say?
Yeah, she gets a mention for sure. It's there's lots of, like, this a particular character is totally fictional, but there's lots of kind of those early achievements that were made in flight back when people were sort of breaking world records every other day for, like, the first person to fly across the Atlantic solo, the first person to do this, you know.
Yeah.
All of that is kind of mentioned, and these real historical characters are mentioned as inspiration for this, for Marion, all the time. I learned a lot reading it as well.
So how does it balance kind of, because the story of the woman to, you know, fly in the early days of flying, and then the actress who plays her, they would have very different stories, I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Their stories are, the actor is a kind of, has a kind of similar life experience, but obviously from many years later, with a kind of a tragic family circumstances and that kind of thing. And then she just gets so roped up in the story that she's researching to play the character. But their lives are totally different. But what shines through is kind of this, like, strength and kind of when you're so goal orientated and motivated, and you've got like a real passion for something, you know, there's this confidence and it's amazing to see in the story how these two people who are so different and so separated by time, but all of these circumstances are connecting.
So I have to ask. I know the length doesn't matter, but how long is it?
I don't have it with me anymore, but I'm pretty sure it's just under 500 pages. But it moves so fast, and because there's so many different threads that are sort of being woven together, it kind of keeps you. It's kind of like once it gets that momentum, it just sucks you in. Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, when you're describing this book, I half expect it to maybe end on like a sad note, or does it have quite a satisfying ending?
It's I don't want to spoil anything, but the ending surprised me, and while there is lots of tragedy and heartache in the story, there's also so much joy, and kind of it really speaks to the like connectedness of people, so it's really hopeful.
Well, we need a bit of hope in this world right now.
We sure do. And a bit of escapism too, right?
Yes, yeah. Oh God. I almost wish I was at home with a broken ankle, but
I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Right. Okay, good to know. Well, if people would like to read this book, where can they find Scorpio Books?
They can find Scorpio Books in the BNZ Centre and Great Circle's our book of the month. It's just so there's definitely a copy in store for you. It's just been released at a slightly smaller format, so it's a really reasonable price. And you can also find Telling Tales, our children's store, just opposite us in the BNZ Centre as well.
Well, Ray, it's a pleasure as usual to have you on the show. I hope the recovery is swift and you can join us in the studio one day.
Oh, I can't wait.
It is a number of flight of a lot of stairs, so
might be another month or two away then.
Yeah, we'll be careful with it. Anyway, have a wonderful day, Ray.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for chatting.
And that was Ray from Scorpio Books. It's just the most wholesome, wonderful bookstore in all the land. You really should go.